Hey, today's daf is a daf lamavav. Today's learning is sponsored for Shlema for Brian Dolea, Bas Yehudis Ariella. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara was discussing this machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about a chalitza muberis and yibum muberis. And Gemara concluded that yibum muberis certainly does not work, both according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlokas was really about whether chalitza muberis works or not. And the Gemara said that doesn't make sense either, because we have this concept that kol ola libam ola chalitza, kol she'ein ola libam ein ola chalitza. You can't have a split where yibam would not be allowed and chalitza would be allowed. So now the Gemara concludes, really, this is what's going on. Ela amar Rava, Rava says, hachi kamar, this is what it's saying, hakones yivimto, a person who's kones his yivama, the yavam and the yivama, the nimtes mu'uberis, turns out that the yivama is in fact pregnant. Harezu lo tinase tsarasa. Now we're talking about that tsarasa, the tsar, what she's able to do. She cannot go free. Shema yehe vlad ben kayama. So let's explain for a second that there are three ways for a tsara to go free. Either if yibum was performed to the initial wife, that's called the isha, or chalitza was performed to the isha. Those are two ways a tsara could go free as well. The third way is if the isha had a child. If there's a child in the picture, there's no mitzvah of yibum or chalitza, so she'd go free as well. So the Gemara tells us now that if she's mu'uberis, if the other yivama is mu'uberis, what does that tell us about the tzara? So if there was a chalitza, if it's rather konis yivamta, v'nimta mu'uberis, still the din is hareza lo tinase tzarasa, the tzarasa can't go free. Why not? Shema yehev vlad ben kayama, really maybe the mu'uberis has a vlad kayama, and if it's a vlad kayama, that means the bias mu'uberis lo shema bia, that wasn't called the bia, but chalitza mu'uberis lo shema chalitza. So the bia and the yibum mechalitza can't release her because she's muberis. Okay, why not? But she's a child, right?
Yeah.
But the child doesn't release her. Look at the next line. Havlad eino poter ad sheyatzeh la'avir ha'olam. It's not until the child is actually born does it release the tzara from that element of having a child. So it's kind of stuck. So while it's muberis, nothing really works. The bia and the chalitza don't work, but neither does the fact it's a vlad kayama until the vlad kayama is actually born. So now the Gemara says that's the machlokish between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then says, Tanya Kavase de Rava, there's a brace that supports Rava that says, Hakones Yivimto, Vinimtseis Mu'uberis, Harezu lo Tinase Tarasa, the Tsar can't go free, Shema Yevlad ben Kayama, which means that the Chalitza wasn't good, the Yibim wasn't good. Vain Biav Chalitza Poteris, Elavlad Poter, it's the Vlad that's Poter. However, Havlad Eino Potra ad Shiyatza La'avi Ha'olam. And not until the child is born does that release the Tzara. That's exactly what the Rava had said. That Brisa supports Rava's understanding. So now the Gemara says, so just look at, for one second, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, we'll wait on Rashi in a second. So it says the Gemara, Taima Deshema Yevlad. Actually, let's look at Rashi first. Look at Rashi two lines down from the top here. Shema Yevlad Shakayama Ubiya Muberis. Bivlad shakayama ledivrei akol. Everybody agrees it's bivlad shakayama lo shma bia. The time of the Rabbi Yochanan mishum shema yavo eliyahu v'yomer nefil hu v'hachal lekel meimahachi bavlad ein apot ad shiyata la'avir ha'olam. So that's exactly what we had just said. So now the Gemara is medak the following. Time of the shema yevlad ben kayama. Maybe the reason is because it might be a vlad kayama, and that's why the bia and the chalitza wasn't good. Vlad ben Kayama. Had it not been Vlad Kayama, it was a Nefil, Mifter Tarasa. Then that means there was a mitzvah of Yibam. Yibam was effective according to Rabbi Yochanan, and the Tzara should go scot free. So the Gemara said, but Lema Teve Tiufta the Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said that Yibam Chalitza doesn't work on a Muberes, but this clearly implies that it does. The only reason why it didn't work in this case is because it was a Vlad Kayama. But had it been a Nefil, the Yibam Chalitza would have been effective, like Rabbi Yochanan, against Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi one more time. Ha lo ye vlad shakayama dilema freya retroactively bas yibam he. She was subject to yibam. Have a miftir tzara, that would have released the tzara. Vein tzarech lachzor v'libo la'achar shehipil. There's no need for another mitzvah of yibam, another mi'abir. So that's a tiyufta to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, no. Amr lecha Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, hachi katani. Hakones yivimto v'nimtes mu'beres. If a yavam is ba'al yivama, and she's muberis, hare zulo tinase tsarasa, the tsara can't go free. Why? Shema lo yevlad ben kayama. Maybe the vlad is not a ben kayama, and the chalitza muberis lo shma chalitza, ubias muberis lo shma bia, like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, muberis doesn't work even if it's not a ben kayama. Ave, tell me if you're going to tell me, halach acha rov nashim, vlad malya yaldan. And therefore, it's not based on there being a Maisa Bir or a Maisa Chalitza. Rather, it's the fact that there's a Vlad. That's what's going to release the Chalitza. So, Vlad ain't pota achiyeti la'avir olam. Even if it's a Vlad that's going to release the Tzara, it's only once a Vlad is comes into the world. But the Yibam Chalitza, that certainly doesn't work according to Rish Lakish. Whether it's a Vlad Kayama, whether it's not a Vlad Kayama, the only thing that works is the fact that there's a Vlad, and that only releases the Tzara once it comes into the world. So that's the Machlokas, Rish Lakish, and Reb Yochan, does it work? Does Bi and Chalitza work on a Muberes that turns out to be a Ein Vlad Kayama? Will that release the Tzara or not? So now the Gemara says, Amar Reb Elazar, Efshir Isa, Lahad Rish Lakish, V'lot Tanan La B'mesisim. Is it possible Reish Lakish says something and there's no basis in the Mishnah? Nafik dak ve'ashkach, he did some research and he found the Mishnah that seems to say what Reish Lakish said. And this is a Mishnah that appears at the very, very end of the Masechta, Daf Kuf Yud Tes. The Mishnah says the Tanan. Ha'isha shehalach baila v'tarasa l'medina sayam. A woman, let's call her Leah. So Leah's husband and the co-wife Rachel, so the husband and Rachel go overseas and Leah's back home. So now what happens is, halach baila v'tzarasa l'medina sayam. Ubav amrla, and people say, meis balecha, your husband died. They tell Leah, who's left behind, that her husband died. The din is, hare zulo tinase, she may not get married, Leah, v'lo tisyabim, even though there's good edus that the husband was dead, the problem is, achete de shema muberis hi tzarasa. Maybe the tzara, the co-wife, was pregnant. And the co-wife is pregnant and has a child, so then she's allowed to go free. But if not, if she was left without any children, there's a need for chalitza and yibum from the brother-in-law. So she can't go marry just because the husband died. We have to know what the status is of the tar, whether she's pregnant or not. So the Gemara says, Bishma, this makes sense. Yivume lo. Maybe, certainly, yibum shouldn't be performed with Leah, who's the one who's stranded, and the brother-in-law, there should be not be a mitzvah of yibum with her. Because Shema, you have Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the Tzara has a child, and there's no mitzvah yibum when there's a child in that case, even for the Tzara, so that the Leah wouldn't have a mitzvah yibum. V'yifka b'isr eishadach deraisa. Now the brother is going to perform an isr deraisa with the Leah who's left behind, if in fact Rachel has a child. Ella, lo tachlot, am I? But why can't chalitza be performed? I get why yibum can't be performed. We're playing with fire here. That's perhaps an isr deraisa of eishadach. But chalitza, what's the harm in doing chalitza? Let the brother perform chalitza to Leah, who's left behind. Amai, why not? Bishma, I understand why not. Tichlos besoch tes, v'tinase besoch tes, lo, hainu asafik. Okay, I get why, with Leah who's stranded, she shouldn't do chalitza and get married within 9 months. Why? Because it's possible that she has, Rachel had a child, and if she had a child, there's no need for chalitza. And if she didn't have a child, so we have to know about 9 months what's going to be, whether there's a need for chalitza, whether she be released or not released. So I get why there's no chalitza in the middle. Look at Rashi just for a second. Rashi says a little bit differently than we would have said it. Rashi writes, Bishulma tachlots besoch gimel, v'tinase besoch gimel, why there can't be chalitza in marriage within 9 months of them going overseas. Shemes lo efshir, when the death, because lo efshir, the hainu safek de ben tes l'rishon o ben zayin l'achron. So it's a little bit tricky. He seems to be referring to when the husband left this wife who's left behind Leah, and now she's a child. We don't know if that child is 9 months from the husband or 7 months from the new husband. So you have to wait that till 9 months are away, so we know for sure who the father is. That's why chalitza shouldn't be performed within 9 months, because yibum can't be performed either. So look at Rashi further. Actually, it's a little bit tricky. Let's leave that piece aside. Either way, chalitza within 9 months and marriage within 9 months doesn't work because the marriage is going to be unclear who the father is. However, bishma again tachlos besoch tes v'tinas besoch tes lo hainu safik, that becomes a suffix who the vlad is, who the father of the vlad is. Ela tachlos besoch tisha v'tinas elachar tisha. Let chalitza be performed within 9 months and let her get married after 9 months. There's no harm done. If there's a need for chalitza, so chalitza was effective. And if there's no need for chalitza, okay, so he did a chalitza. It didn't ruin anything, didn't hurt anything, but let them do chalitza just to be safe and get married after 9 months. Well, I said, wait a second. Ula tamech, according to the Svara, why are you discussing chalitza within 9 months? What about the suggestion, tachlos v'tinasei la'achar tes? Let there be chalitza after 9 months and get married after 9 months. That, according to all opinions, is certainly okay to do chalitza after 9 months since Leah had last been with her husband, who's now dead. So the Gemara says, Ella, bar mine, forget this case here, diahi, diabai bar abba, Rav Chanina bar abaye, both of them hold them, Shema Yevlad ben Kayama. Because what might happen is maybe the other wife, the Tzara, who went overseas, we're calling her Rachel, maybe she was pregnant and she had a child, Vlad ben Kayama. And if she had a child, there's no need for Yibam or Chalitza. V'nimsa tamatzicha karez lekuna. Because what happened was as follows. Let's say Leah got Chalitza from the brother-in-law. She's stuck at home now. She got Chalitza. With no harm that's done. Turns out she finds Rachel, who went overseas with the husband, had a child. Now, if she had a child, that means there's no need for Chalitza. So the Chalitza was done was really nothing. It was worthless. But everybody saw the Chalitza. When there's a Chalitza, everybody goes. So now she's called a Chalitza. But it turns out the Chalitza didn't take effect because there's a child that Rachel had. So the Chalitza is not really a Chalitza. So now a Kohen could actually marry her because she's not really a Chalitza. So what's going to happen is that you're going to say that she was a Chalitza and now she's not a Chalitza anymore. That gets confusing. So Gemara says, V'nimtzeis, ata matzricha karis lakuna. You have to make an announcement. Oh, this woman, Leah, is not really Chalitza. Any Kohen can marry her. So we don't want to get involved in those Shilas. So don't do a Chalitza. Just wait until you find out the facts. Ask Gemara, Ulitzuchai, why not? What's the big deal? Okay, so everyone saw the Chalitza. Now everybody saw the news flash that she's not a Chalitza, a Chalitza anymore. So what's the big deal? Gemara says, no, because Dilma Ika Inish, Tavi Bechalitza, there may have been a person who witnessed the Chalitza and says that Leah is a Chalitza. V'lohava Bechwarza, but they didn't hear the news flash that she's no longer a Chalitza, and that's confusing. V'aslamemer, she's gonna, this person will find out that, oh, Leah's getting married to Kohen now. He heard that he saw the Chalitza, and he saw the marriage, but he didn't hear the announcement in the middle that she's no longer Chalutza. He's going to say, Aslameimar, oh, a Kashari Chalutza Lakorin. A Korin's allowed to marry Chalutza, which is certainly not true. So because of this confusion, we don't like to do just Chalutza just because it's easy to come by, because it might lead to a situation like this. So Gemara says, so therefore we see that a Chalutza and Dumu Beres shouldn't be allowed. This is the potential raya for Ish Lakish, that Chalutza of a Muberes shouldn't be done. So Amr Le'abai, Abai says, Midei lo tachlot, lo tisyabim katani. Does this address that one shouldn't do chalitza or yibim to the muberis? It's not talking about the woman who's muberis. It says, lo tinase katani, lo tinase lo tisyabim katani, but lo chalitza. It doesn't mention chalitza here at all. It says that she shouldn't get married, nor should she do yibim. But it doesn't say chalitza shouldn't be performed. About I chalitzlei hachanami deshari. Maybe chalitza would actually be fine. We're not concerned of a person seeing the chalitza and then the other wife had a child and we have to undo the chalitza. That's not a concern at all. It sounds like chalitza is actually lichachila to the wife Leah who stuck by and do chalitza and let her get married after 9 months is over. And therefore, there actually is no raya from Reish Lakish here. The chalitza, in fact, is aser to the muber. It's a bit of a tricky raya that Reb Elazar tried finding. That's why it wasn't so clear. It wasn't a raya, but that's why he tried digging up in this mishnah at the very end of the Masechta. So now the Gemara concludes. It brings a raya, a braisa, to support Chitas Reish Lakish. Very clear. Tanya Kavasa de Reish Lakish, Hacholitz Lemu Beres, Viapila, nonetheless, Tzricha, Chalitza Menachem. If Chalitza was done to a Mu Beres, and even if the Mu Beres has a miscarriage, in the end of the day, the Chalitza was ineffective, like Reish Lakish says, and one would need to have a Chalitza from the brothers after the fact. And that's clearly like Reish Lakish. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav, Rav says something very interesting. Hilchasa Kavasa de Reish Lakish, Bani Tlas. There are three places in Shas, says the Gemara, that we pass like Reish Lakish. Everywhere else, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but there are three places where we pass like Reish Lakish. These are the three. One of them is Chada Hada Amram. One is the one we just said, this very case here, about Chalitza Muberes. Since the Braisa supports Reish Lakish, we pass in Chalitza Muberes does not work. That's one. Now, before you see the other two, I don't want to have to turn the page. Look at Tosus here, who points out two other cases in Shas where we pass like Reish Lakish that the Gemara does not bring here. So Tosus writes here, Hilchasa Reish Lakish Bani Tlas. Ha, the pligi, the parag, beis, the chulim, there's a machlokas, gavi yeshna l'shchita betchil v'atzof, the machlokas of hacham. The machlokas, whether or not we assume shchita works from beginning to end, or shchita is only effective at the end of shchita, the beginning not, has to do with other halachas, not for now, but there's a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and there we pass like Reish Lakish, lochash of hacham. Why was this not the fourth one on the list? Tosa says, the afagab the sphere like kavasa, even though we paskin like Reish Lakish there, the perak beis the zvachim, the aflamid, hainu, the reason why, mishum the Reish Lakish, mishmei the Levi, Saba Amr. This wasn't his unique shita, and that's why this is not on the list. We're only talking about things that only Reish Lakish holds, not where Reish Lakish quotes from somebody else. That's a fourth case where we pass like Reish Lakish. A fifth case is Tema. The lo chashiv hada be perakam the mesechas of Odazar davav. The machlok is whether or not a person can do business with a guy during their holidays. But if you're of nasav and if you do business, but the money's mutter. Reish Lakish paskins nasav and mutter. And we pasken that way. Kevin the Chashav Hacham midid the Tani Kavasei. So even though there's a brayis that supports it, that's like Reish Lakish, just like the Gemara here. Reish Lakish says something. Ah, there's a brayis that supports it. Okay, still that's part of the list of three things. So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah should be a fourth example whereby we pass like Reish Lakish because it's supported by the brayis. And the Gemara answers, rather Tosas answers, Ve'omari the Mikol Makom Hasam Hilchasa Rabbi Yochanan. Even though there's a brayis that supports Reish Lakish, Lamaskana, we paskin in that case like Rabbi Yochanan. So there really are only three cases in the Gemara, and that fourth case was the Gemara by Shechita. That's only because it quotes Levi Saba. Fine. So now the Gemara says, what's the second case? The first case is Chalitza Muberes. We paskin like Reish Lakish. It's an Eino Chalitza. Second case is Idach. Five lines up from the bottom here. Idach, the Tzna, the Mishnah tells us, HaMechalek Nechasev Al Piv. A person wants to divide his property while he's still alive. Le'echad, he wants to rebuild Le'echad, he wants to give a lot to one of his children. Umil Le'echad, and less to another child. Vishvil Hem as a Bechor, and he wants to make the Bechor equal to the other proportions. No double portion, everybody gets equal amount. Divisions. Devarv Kayamim, we accept his words. But however, that Im Amar Mishum Yerusha, he says, I'm dividing it this way equally because of Yerusha, that Lo Amarakum, that's ineffective. Because once you're invoking Yerusha, you're trying to go based on the Torah rules of Yerusha. And that's not true. We know Bechor receives a Pishnaim. You can't be Hisna Amash Kasim Torah. You can't make a Tanai against that which is written in the Torah. If you're giving Al Smatana, you want to gift to your children, gift however you want. That's how we do nowadays. Most people don't give Pishnaim when it comes to Yerusha. Their will is based on a matan that's given before they actually die. That works. But to do it based on Yerusha rules, that doesn't work, because Yerusha of the Torah is, there should be Pishnaim. So that's the first thing. Then it says, Hakasiva, Bein Mitchila, Bein Besof, Bein Beemsa, Mishum Matana, Dvav Kayam. As long as you place the word matana, whether in the beginning of the will, in the middle of the will, or at the end of the will, matana is used, that's all effective. That means you're taking the route of matana, you're not taking the route of Yerusha. Says the Gemara now onto Lamed Vav Amabez, the Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Lo Kana, it doesn't work. Achi Yomar Ploni, Uploni Yirshu, Sada Ploni Suplonish, Shinesatim Lehem Bimatana Vyarshim. So it's a little bit confusing. Rashi fills in some of the gaps here. But the point here is that you have to say Matana on all the items that you're giving. If you say Matana on one item and Yerusha on the other item, that doesn't work. It only works on that which you call Matana. But here, this last phrase where you say Matana, even though you also mentioned Yerusha, but you say Matana, that the field is going as a Matana to both the children, that works. Just look at Rashi to fill in the gaps here. Says Rashi, the very top line here, Li'olam lo kana, lo amas nisim pali. He's not arguing on the Mishnah, Reish Lakish. Elahasim b'yesh nochlin, there in the 8th parak of Maseches Baba Basra, Pligi Amara, this machlokas Amaraim with Yukud the Masis, and how to learn a certain diuk in the Mishnah. The Chiyasa Rabban Amar, when Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported, Yarshi Ploni Sada Ploni, the Tinosein Sada Ploni Ploni. I want this person to be Yorish this field. I want to gift this Sada to another person, to another child. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kana, that works. Afilahai Diarusha, even though he says one's going to be Yorish, as long as he used the word Matana once, Matana goes on everything, even though he didn't specify Matana for both fields. The fact that the word matana was mentioned even just once, kula nami matana ninu, must be all the children are receiving alts matana. Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish amar li olam lo kana hahu dirusha, even the one who got the matana works. The one who got the yusha doesn't work, the amrin lahai have matana ulhai yusha. So it must be ach yomar to take lashu matana artavai. The word matana must go on both fields and both people for it to be effective. So that's where we're passing like Reish Lakish. That's the second example. The third example, the Gemara says, three lines down here now in Lamed Vavam and Beis, V'idach. It's on the Mishnah tells us this appears in Maseches Baba Kama. HaKosev kol nechasev livno le'achar moso. A person writes to all his property, wants to go to his child after he dies, but he writes it now that after Yaakov dies, Reuven will inherit all the properties. But he wants it to have it right now. So now there's the Av is still going to use it, Al Kinen Peros, but the title is going to the son. So the son has the Kinen Guf, he owns the property, but his father is continuing to eat from the property as Kinen Peros. That's what this means. HaKosev kol nechasev livno la'achar moso. So he's going to get the complete rights after the father dies, but right now he owns the title of it. So the Gemara says, Ha'av einu yachal limchor mipnei shetiras in the ben. The father can't sell because the son has the strings attached to it. And the ben einu yachal limchor mipnei shein brishas av. And the son can't sell either because the father still has rights to the kinyan peros. So what happens? Let's say anyways, machar av, if the father goes ahead and sells it, mechurin ad sheyamos hu, that it's sold until the father dies. But once the father dies, the son takes it back to whoever bought it. Machar ha-ben, if the son decides to sell it, then ein lelokayach klum, the purchaser can't have any rights until Achiyam Asav, until the father dies. Fine. Itmar, Machar HaBen B'chaya Av. Let's say the son sells it while the father's alive. So Reuven sells it, and we said whoever bought it, let's say Shimon bought it, Shimon doesn't have rights until Yaakov dies. But let's say Reuven dies before Yaakov. So now Machar Ben B'chaya Av to Shimon. Umeis HaBen B'chaya Av. And now Reuven dies before Yaakov. Now Yaakov had the kin and payers to this. So now what happens? Was that sale from Reuven to Shimon, was that effective or not? He died before his father died. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar lo kana lo kech. The acquisition was not a good acquisition, and Shimon doesn't own it. Reish Lakish Amar kana lo kech. No. When Reuven sold it to Shimon, Shimon buys it. And when eventually Yaakov dies, Shimon has full rights to it. So what's this machlokis? Rabbi Yochanan Amar lo kana lo kech, because kin and peiros ki kin aguf damim. Because if the father has the rights of kin and peiros, that's kimamish ki kin aguf. It's like having title. And when Reuven sold to Shimon, and Reuven died, the father has full rights, and Shimon has no rights to claim this. Reish Lakish argues and says, Amar, no, kana lo kech, the Shimon actually does acquire it, because kinim peiros lavka kinim guf dami. Granted, the father Yaakov had rights even the peiros, but that's not called kinim guf. That doesn't give you title. And once Reuven's out of the picture, Reish Lakish says Shimon goes ahead and buys it. So this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we paskin again like Reish Lakish. This is the third instance. So Gemara now says, Ein havlad shakayama. So this is going in the Mishnah. The Fakonis says yivimto, v'nim says muberes v'yalda im ein havlad shakayama yikaim. Which said that Reish Lakish and Yochanan machlokas, that if the child is a nephil, so it turns out that the yibum was actually a good yibum, even though she was muberes, but since it was not a vlad shakayama, the muberes was considered good. The yibum was considered a good yibum. So now the Gemara says Tana mishum Rebbe Eliezer amru yotzi beget. Even though it was a good yibum, he has a knas that you have to divorce her anyways. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes Tana mishum Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer palik aseifa demasisi. He argues in the Mishnah. Well, our Mishnah says yikayim, you could stay married. He argues and says v'kai ein vlatcha yikayima yikayim, that when the child is a nephil, that they could stay married according to our Mishnah. V'kamer ihu. Rebbe Eliezer, he himself holds afa pishen havlatcha kayama. Even though the child is not a kayama, it's a nephil. Kansinale, we give him the kanas. The yotzi beget, they have to get divorced. Mishum de nichnas lesafik isra eshach. The fact that he did a yibum on a eshach who's muberes, that's a safik isra the rise of eshach. Let's play with fire. Because you did that, even though it turned out well for you, and she ended up having a vlad she'en shakayama, it's still risky business. I'm therefore going to give you kanas. You must divorce her. V'yafagav, even though hasha, right now, it was a vlad she'en shakayama, Iglai Milsa, the Yibam Mayahavi was a good Yibam, nonetheless Miu, beget Belochalitza Sagi. They really married, the Yibam was good, they have to give a get, and they have to get divorced. That's the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer.
Not because he didn't wait 3 months, but because he knew she was Muberet? Because
Muberet, he knew she was Muberet, and the Safik Isha Deraisa, exactly.
It's not like he didn't wait.
Exactly. So then this is it, Gemara's Amar, Rabba says that Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Eliezer, Amru Davar Echa, they say the same thing. Rebbe Eliezer, Hadam, and we just saw Rebbe Eliezer's Shita. That you give a kanas to get divorced. And what's Rebbe Meir? The Tani, the Braisa says, Lo yisa adam mu'uberes chaveiro u'meinekes chaveiro. So this is not talking about a person's eishadach, but a stam person. A person loses her husband while she's pregnant, while she's nursing. So a person's not allowed to marry that mu'uberes, that meinekes. V'im nasa, if they do get married, yotu, they have to go get divorced. Well, yachzer olamis, they can never get married again. Now, the reason why here they can't get married is because the Gemara later on, a few days from today, is going to tell us that if she gets pregnant, so now she's going to have to stop nursing. If she's pregnant or nursing, it's hard to, right? Let's assume the case of nursing. If she's nursing right now from a previous husband, and then she gets married to somebody else and gets pregnant from the new husband, so what, she can't be pregnant and nursing at the same time. It's not healthy for the children. She's going to stop nursing. She's going to wean her original child. The new husband is not going to want to feed his child. He's not going to have rachmanos on the original child, and that's going to be very dangerous for the original child. So therefore, they made a knas until she weans from her original child, and muberes for that matter, she can't get married to somebody else. Now, they're going to ask, wait a second, so how come a person himself, whose own wife is nursing, so she shouldn't ever get pregnant either from the current husband? The guy says, no, because if the woman, the wife, has to wean the original child, the father will take care of his son. But if it's a stepfather, he may not take care of the son and become very, very dangerous for the child. Either way, there's a iser derabanan to get married to someone's muberes or someone's wife who's still nursing. But if they get married, says Rebbe Meir, they have to get divorced, like Rebbe Elazar says in this case as well. Gemara then quotes from the Chachamim. Chacham Omrim, Yotzi, they have to get divorced. Ulichshiagi Yizmano, Lichnos Yichnos, they get divorced. But when 24 months expire, which is how long a person should nurse the child for, at least in the times of Gemara, then they could get remarried according to Chachamim. But we're going now with Shitas Rabbi Meir that Aser Lialamis, they can't get married ever again. So same thing. Rabbi Lada says a get in this case, and Rabbi Meir says a get in that case by a Muberis. So Gemara says they're not the same. Amalei Abai, Abai says Mimai, how do you know you can equate these two dinim? Dilmalohi. Nate, maybe it's not really true, they're not parallel. Ad kanlo kama Rabbi Eliezer Hacha, Rabbi Eliezer only said in this case, El Mishim de Kapaga b'Isr Eishes Ach Deraisa, by a brother being ba on Eishes Ach, his brother's, his own brother's wife, the Safik, whether it's a Mitzvah or not, that's playing with fire. It's just Deraisa of Eishes Ach, that's a Safik, it's a Deraisa. That's why he was Machmir Yotzi, he gives you a Kanas. But Hasim over there, by Muber's Chavero, which at worst is only an Isr Midrabban, there's no Isr Deraisa in that. It's Isser Derbanan of a chashash of the original child, Hasam Derbanan, maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbanan, Svirlei, that they get divorced, but they can get remarried like Shitas Chachamim. It's not true that he holds like Rabbi Meir by a Muberes Chavero. And Inami, alternatively, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbi Meir Hasam Ela Mishim Rabbanan, maybe only by the Muberes Chavero, that's where he was so machmer to get divorced, and not get married ever again, because why? Chacham asu chizik ledivrayim, yosu mishal Torah. Many times, Chacham have to strengthen their words more so than the Torah words. About maybe by the case of the Raisa, Hacha by the Raisa, by the Savik Eish Zach, maybe Mifresh Parish Minei, people will separate. I mean, you don't need to make a knas. Most people will not be ba on Eishes Chaver who's Muberes, Eishes Ach. That's a real serious business. So just because this one guy, Reuven, did a terrible thing, we don't need to make a knas lest other people do this. People know, naturally, we'll separate from an Isser Deraisa, so there's no need to bolster up that Isser. Look how Rashi says his last four narrow lines of Rashi. But hacha here, Yivama Muberes Deraisa hi. Ubedile mine, people will naturally separate from being involved in such an Isser Deraisa. We don't need to make a knas because some guy was did a stupid thing. We don't have to make a knas for every other situation like this. So it's not parallel because one's deraisa and one is derabanan. Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Rava says, according to the opinion of Chachamim, who hold that they get divorced, however, they can get remarried after time, yotzi beget. Rashi points out, there could have been two ways to explain Chachamim. Chachamim say, get divorced now and marry in 24 months. He could have said, separate, parish, just separate. Don't get divorced, but let the husband and wife live on their two houses for now, and then after 24 months expire of them, when he weans a child, they get back together. Or they mamash get divorced, a real get, and then they get remarried if they want 24 months later. So the Gemara says, when he says it, he says yotze beget. Mamash, not yotze doesn't mean parish, to separate. Yotze means to use a get and get a real divorce. And Amar Marzutra, dekanami, dekatani, it's very precise. Because the Brisa that says, Yotzi, Vlokotani, Yafrish, Shmamina. So it's clear that Chacham said there must be a real divorce and separation would not be sufficient. So now the Gemara says, we're going to start a topic, we're going to stop in the middle. The Gemara is going to continue this Amir Tashem tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, last 7-8 lines of the page here. Amalei, Ravashi, Rav Hoshaya, Brei, the Rav Idi. Hasim, over there, the Mishnah tells us, Sinan, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shesha Be'adam, Shloshim Yom, Eino Neifel. How do you define what's a nafil or not? So there are really two ways to define what's a nafil, what's not a nafil. A child that's a bar kayama is either a child that lives for 30 days. Once 30 days have passed, that means it's a bar kayama. That's when we do pinyon haben, after 30 days. Or if we know that the child was a full term. Back then it wasn't so clear. We didn't know when women, you know, were pregnant necessarily. They didn't have these, you know, pregnancy tests. They don't have sonograms. But if we somehow knew exactly when they're pregnant, and then we knew it was a full term, a 40-week baby, that would also indicate that the child would be a bar kayama. Even if the child were to die earlier than 30 days, it could have been because of some disease or something else, but it was born a full term, that would also be acceptable. So, if they didn't know it was full term, says the Gemara, if the child lived for 30 days, ain't a nafil, that's not a nafil. Ha, lo, if it didn't live till 30 days, it died at, I don't know, 2 weeks, let's say, lo, shas, fake of it. It's a suffix. We don't know. Maybe it was really full term, maybe it wasn't full term, we don't know. It wasn't vaday a nafil, it was a suffix, nafil, suffix bar kayam. So look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Eino Nefil, says Rashi four wide lines down. Eino Nefil, if it lived 30 days, this child, Upotes Idmo, Menechalitza, that means the mother does not need Chalitza if she lost her husband and then gave birth to a child and 30 days pass, mother certainly does not need Chalitza. If it died within 30 days, it's a Sveikah, who says Rashi, V'chaletas V'lomis HaVemes. We don't allow Yibam because maybe it was a Bar Kayama. But at the same time, we don't release her without Chalitza because maybe it was not a Bar Kayama. Because of a safek, we require chalitza, but we don't allow for yibum. The dafka says Rashi, "E misafkalei only if we're not sure, if we don't know if it was full term. If we know for sure that it was full term, then even a tinok ben yom, even a one day old, will put the minayibam, will release the mother, and the mother could go ahead and marry Lashuk without need for anything. This is a case where we don't know it's full term, and we also, and the child died within 30 days, that's where there's a tafik, where chalitza and not yibam is allowed. The Gemara then says, v'itmar, last five lines, itmar, meis besoch shloshim yom. If the child dies within 30 days, then the amda v'niskatsha, and she goes ahead and gets married anyways, even though she really shouldn't. Ravina mishmei de Rava Amar im eishes yisrael hi chalitzas. So you require chalitza just to be safe. If she's married to a eishes yisrael, chalitza no big deal. Because now that she's a chalutza, in the end of the day, a yisrael can marry a chalutza. However, im eishes kohen hi, if she's married to kohen, ein chalitzas. She does not do chalitza. Because why? If she does chalitza, she now becomes a chalutza. A chalutza may not be married to a eishes kohen. So even though really she did the wrong thing. Once she got married, b'deved, we let her stay married, and we don't require chalitza. Amar says, Rav Misharsha, Mishrei de Rav Amar, achazu v'achazu chalitzas. We need chalitza in both cases. It's a suffix. It's a real suffix. The rice is going on here. You need chalitza whether or not she's married to an Eishes Yisrael, or even married to an Eishes Kohen. So Amar le Ravina, Ravina says, Rav Misharsha, b'orta, in the evening, Amar Rav Hacha, Rav said, that what you said, that the Eishes Kohen would have to require chalitza, and then she would be usher to her husband, and Echanami. But Betzafra, but the next morning, Hadarbei, he retracted in what he had said, and then he had said that Eishes Kohen does not require chalitza and may stay married. So based on this, Amar Lei, Rav Misharsha said to Ravina, Sharisa, you now permitted an Eishes Kohen to stay married, which is wonderful. Hey, Rabbi, the Tishrei Aftarba made some phrase, you should be zochad in matir chelev as well. What that means is you should be zochad in matir more things as well. Not to undo Isurim, but being koch that ter aldif, in other words. So that was the understanding. So now we'll stop here, because Gemara is going to continue with this. I'll just raise this question. Now, Hacha here, Gabe muberes chaveiro uminekas chaveiro hanesula kohen my miavir rabbana takanti lekohen a lot. So we'll leave that question for tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem will continue this. Okay, everyone will stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day.
The case of our mission is that he didn't know.